Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Coach Sean P. And today we're talking about making a difference. That's right, making a difference. And for many people, this can mean different things. But we're going to focus on the leadership side of that from a mentorship aspect. When we talk about mentorship, it's not just what you're doing, but it's also the resources and the exposure and the opportunities that you're willing to allot to those that you influence, to your team, to your indirect team, to your stakeholders, because it's very important. Now, you may say, Sean, what motivated today's podcast? And I'll tell you, I was listening to some education on YouTube, and there was a question and answer session. And a CEO had a question for the leader of the master's class, and they were asking, hey, you know what? I want to expose my staff to all of these principles and understanding these methods and understanding the book and everything. It's changed my life. It's actually helped me achieve big success. So I want to share that with him. But hey, guess what? I'm a little bit cautious. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm a little bit sensitive to if I give them these tools, they're going to use it on me. And yes, in some ways it is comical, but in other ways it's not. As far as leaders, we can't be scared. We can't be scared to position others for success. And we sure can't be scared to be kind of the catalyst or the spark to ensuring that our team has the most resources and tools and mentorship and principles available to them out there in the marketplace that's making them better. As you can imagine, it doesn't matter if you're a master chef or you're a coach of a basketball team. When you have talent, you want to grow that talent, and you really want to shape that talent. So it can be in the form of sharing your experiences, right? Sharing your experiences that's going to help them to accelerate their learning or maybe give them some insights. It may come in the form of being able to support them for different training courses or conferences, which is going to what? Help them grow their peer network, help them grow their exposure, help them understand some new tools, or maybe even become a master of their craft, including them being able to link up to the most current knowledge in the industry. All of that, they hopefully will bring that back to the team and will help you have a stronger team, which will facilitate the ability for you to drive even better results. And let's face it, we know so many people that we lead that maybe 2-3 years ago they weren't there, but for some coaching we've seen some improvement, and that improvement has given us the positive indications that they're worth our time, they're worth the investment, and they are giving us the gift of, as we give them these opportunities, they are reflecting the appreciation by taking it, planting those seeds, and then what? Those seeds are producing good fruit. And that's what we want to see. So when we look at, you know, leading people, mentoring people, guiding people, influencing people, a part of our prime directive, a part of our legacy to the leadership as we look back 10, 20, 30, 40 years plus, it's going to be what have you done to position people to run faster than you? That's right. What have you done to position people to run faster than you? As I reflect on my journey of leadership, those are my proudest moments. That's when I look back and say, wow, you know what? I was able to give some people some tools that helped them build a bridge in a way better way, in a faster way, in a smarter way, in a more thoughtful way. And these are the things that you start to understand that I want to be a part of that type of energy. Now, when you talk about overall influencing people, leading people, mentoring people, you'll find out this, that as you do that, you will also hone into what are the key skills that you want to keep in your tool shed. It helps you sharpen your knives by reliving those episodes and by sharing that knowledge. B, you'll also find that it doesn't matter if you have some sage advice that you've been given for 5-10 years, you're going to give it in a different way, especially with the influences of how life has occurred with you, how your experience has grown. And that is also, once again, helping you to build yourself by what? Sharing that information through those different lenses as you grow. And see, the ability to reflect on your personal growth causes you to be even more ambitious. So as I share these stories and talk about how I've grown, or if I share these stories and I kind of manipulate them a little bit differently because I have even more information at this point in my career, makes me even more hungry to say, man, how do I grow more? How do I become, what other new skills do I need to learn? How do I become more thoughtful? So all of this cascades into something that is pretty beautiful. And all of that is from what? Your ability to make a difference, your ability to share. I believe that if you look at the mosaic of what we represent in this lifetime, is to grow, is to adapt, and is to give, and finally, it's to be of service. Hey, I'm Coach Sean P. Be empowered.